My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It's Hoffman's show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And it's our pleasure to welcome back to the show our good friend, Nikki Javala. Nikki, we've almost made it. I feel like I've said that to every single guest this week, but it's a Friday. As they know known in Ashburn now, it's a Finnish Friday, and we have a game on Sunday. How are you feeling?
Great. It feels like it's taken forever to get to this point. And not only like a game, like a meaningful game. I don't remember the last time it was that.
Yeah, I was sorry. So we were
shade
doing
that already.
Yeah, well, it's hard. All we have to do is reference last season still at this point because they haven't played games yet. And every time I do, I feel like a little bit dirty about it. I'm just like, I don't want to be talking about this either, but like what else am I supposed to reference, you know?
Yeah, no, totally.
And on that front, we were doing our picks yesterday for all the division winners and all that kind of stuff. So just I pulled up last year's standings to have as a reference for everybody. They lost 8 straight. Like in some ways, we blocked out just how bad it was to end last year. So when you say like first meaningful game in a while, they were 4-5 at one point last year, and then they finished 4-13. So yeah,
it was like one of the longest losing streaks. Yeah, it's a long minute.
Not good, but. We're good now because it's 0-0, game 1 this weekend, and we have, I would say, probably minor breaking news, but you can tell us exactly what's going on here. We just got the email, the note that the Commanders have cut Byron Pringle. What's going on with their roster as they head into the weekend that he is getting cut on the Friday of game week?
Yeah, it sounds like it's just some bottom of the roster tinkering there, but that leaves them with 6 receivers at this point. And with Olamide Zaccheaus as their lone kick returner on the depth chart. So, yeah, I did see that one coming. But, again, you know, they're going to make plenty of moves in and around every week probably as they kind of tinker with the roster. They could add him back to the practice squad if he clears waivers. Though if they do, they're already maxed out at 17 there. So they would have to make a cut or elevate somebody from the practice squad to do that. Yeah, and there was also game status updates, which Dan Quinn kind of alluded to in his presser, but Marcus Mariota is out for Sunday, dealing with a pectoral injury that he suffered in Wednesday's practice. He did not practice today, did not practice yesterday, so he's out. Jeff Driscoll will be the backup. Brandon Coleman has been full all week, so he's full go. We just don't know. Is he going to start? We don't know. Quinn just said he'll play. And Johnny Newton is doubtful. They're going to take it all the way up to the game, but if I had to guess, I would be surprised if he's out there.
Yeah, it certainly seems like it based off what Quinn said today. And also, like, doubtful, if you put that on an injury report, the NFL basically launches an investigation if the guy actually plays. So definitely seems like it's unlikely. The Coleman response in the press conference I thought was interesting, Nikki. And I'm wondering what other intel you've been able to gather and kind of your thoughts on this. Dan suggested that both Brandon Coleman and Cornelius Lucas were going to play at left tackle over the weekend. Why do you think that is, and what do you make of that being the plan going into a week one?
Yeah, I mean, Cornelius Lucas has taken all the reps with the first team offense throughout practice, at least in the media viewing portion, which is now limited now that the regular season has started. But, you know, he's the one that's gotten he has the experience coming in. And Brandon Coleman, obviously a rookie, but also did not get any preseason or joint practice work because of the shoulder injury that he got, like, literally the day he was named, you know, the starting left tackle on the depth chart. So, you know, they may try to ease him in. It's tricky because, like, you know, if Cornelius Lucas is playing well, do you really want to shake up the line at that point just to get a rookie starting experience? I would think not, but, you know, I don't really know what their plan is or what they're thinking is there. They've held their cards close. So, you know, I still think they really like the kid, but, you know, the injury threw a bit of a wrench in their plans.
As never has happened before in the history of football, of course, famously.
Injury-free
sport.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Nikki Javala, Washington Post, with us here on the Hoffman Show, giving us the latest from everything going on in Ashburn before the Commanders leave for Tampa and week one of their season. Obviously, all eyes are going to be on Jaden Daniels. If you think back to draft day and kind of the process leading up to and what you thought was possible in terms of Jaden's readiness and how you'd feel about him starting week one compared to the reality of how you feel on the Friday before he makes his debut Sunday, how are those things the same? Are those feelings the same? Do you try not to set expectations? Like, how ready do you think he is, as we'll find out for real on Sunday?
I think probably as ready as any rookie can be. I mean, he's exceeded my expectations coming in on the whole. Just, you know, we've seen how many rookies and young quarterbacks come through and just some of the struggles they deal with and, you know, the challenges that they face on top of the obvious challenges of their position. But he's exceeded my expectations. He looks poised, unflappable, I would even say. You know, he has a very clear understanding of the offense, you know, just the mechanics, the footwork, the decision-making. I mean, that is all looks good. It hasn't been flawless. I don't want to oversell it. And, you know, he hasn't truly gone against the first-team defense, save for a couple team drills and joint practices. So, you know, he could still face plenty of adversity as a rookie, but he's come in prepared. He's worked hard. We've heard from teammates and coaches who have lauded his work ethic and the time that he's put in. So, Yeah, I think he's as ready as any young player will be, and that's great for the Commanders going in.
So basically the same question about Dan Quinn. When we, you know, we all had our impressions of Quinn based off what he was in Atlanta. Obviously a bad taste in everyone's mouth for the last game that happened in Dallas, even though he had led a top five defense multiple years in a row. How does the Dan Quinn experience through this first offseason compare to what you thought it would be?
I don't know that I had any real expectations. I mean, I know what his reputation is across the league. Very well respected. We've seen his defenses. We know about his time in Atlanta. So, you knew he was a good coach coming in. I wasn't quite sure of how he wanted to run things, but I mean, I will say he has been, you know, honest about his plan. Same with Adam Peters. They've been very honest about their plan and vision for the team, and they've held to that at least so far. So I liked the tempo that was set throughout, and that, of course, that they held to their plan and said we want to build through the draft and made moves and decisions to actually allow them to do that. So I thought the change in practices were the most noticeable difference outside of the roster overhaul. Just, you know, every minute was used. Guys are always moving around. The urgency in practice was noticeable, very noticeable. The energy in the locker room is very noticeable. There is that optimism, but you also feel like there's a group of players that want to be there and want to compete. So it's been quite different, and you hope it lasts. You know, we'll see how it is. You know, if they deal with any consecutive losses, how do they handle such adversity? That'll be a really telling point for this team.
Nikki Javala is with us, Washington Post, of course, their beat reporter, covers not only the Commanders, but does a great job helping out on their NFL coverage as well, with us here on the Team 980. And I'll be the annoying journalist and ask the question, Nikki, is how much of this is because it's all new? Like everything, you know, new vibes, new this, new that, new owner, new GM, new quarterback. They haven't played a game yet, so they haven't taken a loss. Everything sounds great. The plan, it all makes sense right now. And then they're going to go out, and Todd Bowles is going to throw the kitchen sink of blitzes at him. And, you know, Baker Mayfield is going to throw the ball up to Mike Evans, and he's probably going to come down with more than a few because he's Mike Evans, and that's what he does. Like, how much of the plan and the good vibe and all the things that you just talked about is based off newness versus, you know, you've covered the league long enough to know when there's substance behind something that'll have a little bit of grit and be able to withstand some of those tough times. If you had to guess, like, where is that percentage of new vibes versus good vibes built on solid substance?
Yeah, I think it's both, obviously. There's a ton of newness from top down. I mean, a new ownership coming in, the new changes at the facilities, the stadium and the practice facility. New management with Adam Peters, new personnel department they beefed up, athletic training and recovery and how they treat families and, you know, everything is pretty much different. I think I did a calculation. I think it's only, it's like more than 60% of the roster is new guys they've signed this offseason. So it's significant. It's the most turnover of any team in the league this year. So, and for a franchise that has dealt with the crap, I'm allowed to say that, with the crap that they have.
Can't go further. We are on the radio, but that one you can get away with. We're fine with that.
Okay, good. I'm trying to keep it family friendly for once. I after these last 24, 25 years, like, the newness is, I'm sure, is quite welcome. You know, you don't want it to be anything like the past. But I also think there's some real, not just optimism, but, you know, optimism based on what he's shown so far about Jaden Daniels. I do think, and I'm guilty of this too, I feel like anytime there's a new quarterback, sometimes it can be oversold as sort of that hype builds up, the optimism around that newness. But I really do feel like Jaden Daniels is the one, at least since I've started covering the team, which was 2020, that really feels like he has a chance to truly be successful, not just this year, but for the long term, assuming they put, you know, the right pieces around him and give him the help that he needs up front with the line, with the skill players, with the defense. And I think for the first time in a long while, at least from, the fans and the reaction that I've seen is, you feel like they really have a legitimate chance. I'm not saying to win the Super Bowl, but to be successful, finally. They have the right brain trust. They have ownership that is willing to invest. They have the right personnel to make something happen. And each year, I feel like there's at least one or two significant knocks on the team where you couldn't fully say that.
The family and FCC, very important. FCC-friendly Nikki Javala with us for another minute here on the Hoffman Show. All right, Nikki, key to the game this weekend for you. If you want to pick one per side of the ball, I will allow you to. But what is your key or keys to the game for a Washington win this weekend?
Yeah, protecting. That's got to be the biggest one in my mind. There's only so much you can do against a player like Mike Evans. But, if they can play sound football on the back end to try to limit the explosives, that would be huge. I mean, this is a secondary that has a long history of giving up massive plays that just, kind of shoot themselves in the foot. But I think protecting Jaden, giving him the best chance to really be successful, has got to be paramount, not just this week, but every week, but especially when you're facing a front like Tampa's. Those are the two big ones for me, and they're probably going to be the same big ones for at least 4 or 5 weeks till you gain some confidence that both sides have it under control there.
Yeah, no doubt. And, it's funny because the identifying those things from our seats, not always that hard. Accomplishing them, what the details that Cliff and Joe Witt Jr. have to do to actually execute them, that's why they get paid a lot of money. So
correct. Good, it's so easy for me to say from the press
right.
box.
Hey, just eliminate turnovers. Hold on to the football. But it really
what's
is
so hard about that,
that is what the game is, though. Like, hey, limit explosive plays and create some on your side. Okay, great. Right. How are we going to do that? I don't know. That's your job. Yeah. Figure it out.
Right.
Nikki Javala with us. News, notes, everything you need to know about the Commanders game against the Bucks. Not only over the last, 12 minutes she's been with us, but much more in the Washington Post, which you can check out at WashingtonPost.com/sports or when they throw it at your house. Nikki, thank you so much, and safe travels to Tampa, and enjoy the best press food in the league.
Thank you. I will.
That's Nikki Javala, everybody, with us here on the Hoffman Show. And really, Anthony, Tampa, I think I've said this on the show already this week, best press box food in the league.
What do they have there?
Oh, I'm trying to remember now. The thing that stands out is last time I was there, they made bananas Foster at halftime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like fresh, hot fire in front of you.
All right.
Bananas Foster. I was like, dang.
That'll turn some heads for sure.
Yeah, and I just remember the other food being really good. I don't remember what it was. It was a long time ago.
But thoroughly enjoyed the experience.
But I remember being like, this is the one seed. eventually, I think Minnesota got to be there. The new stadium in Minnesota was pretty good. But yeah, Tampa, excellent job. I'll be eating whatever food's in my house because I'm not going. I'm hoping that maybe Northwest Field, a.k.a. the artist formerly known as FedEx, a.k.a. the Fed, hopefully that'll be high on the list this year because maybe I'll go to the Baltimore game. I don't know how many other road games we'll be at this year. Figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. When we get back, we're going to do this. We're going to try this Finish Friday thing. See how it goes.
Yes.
Okay. Confidence is high. Here's the deal. Dan Quinn is calling Friday's Finish Friday. So we want to know how you are finishing the weekend strong. Are you taking your kids, your wife, your husband, whoever to a nice dinner? Are you, it's just I'm kicking back, cracking a beer, watching the Eagles, Packers game tonight, whatever it is. We want to know how you're finishing the weekend strong. That's next. 301-230-0980. Finish Friday on the Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.